Do you ever find it hard to see? There's all kinds of times in our lives when it can be difficult to see. Sometimes one of the most difficult times to see is when we're driving at night in the rain and it's foggy. In front of us is a cloud. Our lights are reflecting off of it and we can't see perhaps much beyond the front end of our car, and we really don't know what is unseen beyond us. It may be an open road, safe to pass, or it may be something far more dangerous to us, some sort of obstacle in our path. There's seen and there's unseen, and sometimes it's hard for us to distinguish what is out there. Sometimes it's difficult for us to see. And so we don't quite know what lies ahead. And we begin to focus on what we can see. But Paul, in our text, invites us to do almost the opposite. Rather than focusing on all of the things that we can see around us, he begins to invite us to focus rather on that which is unseen beyond, inviting us, in a sense, to see God. Think for a moment about your own lives at this point and the things that are seen versus the things that are unseen. For many of you gathered in this place, you are now 2 days into Greek. And for several days, weeks, or months, you have been preparing to come to this place, and you've no doubt seen the hand of God active in that process bringing you here. But now, 2 days in, things may be a little bit more cloudy, and May of 2016 and your graduation may really seem like something that is unseen and hard to believe, that the same God who has brought you to this point will be there when you walk across the stage to receive your diploma. Or what about those of you who might be finishing up that final class? You're on the opposite end of things, and resting in front of you is a calling congregation and a mountain of ministry, and you're not quite sure where things are going to go and whether or not the God who has brought you through this process of formation is going to see you through. You don't know quite what's unseen yet. Maybe your view of God is just a little bit blocked. And for those of us who remain in this place, the staff and the faculty, there's all of the details of the daily work and service of the seminary that may at times pile up as stacks of papers to be graded, schedules to be created, students to be graduated and processed, and any number of other things that may start to block our vision as well. But that's just here in this place. What about those other things which are seen, which often distract us from what is unseen? What about that diagnosis of an illness for which they're not quite sure there is a treatment? What about that difficulty that has beset us that we weren't planning upon? What about that financial concern that we just don't know how we're going to deal with and make our family be able to move forward? What about the difficulty in our family that we don't know how to bring to reconciliation? All of those things seen around us may make it very difficult for us to focus on the unseen in God. And yet, in that kind of a context, Paul invites us not to lose heart. And when we read the words of Paul, we may find ourselves saying, "What do you mean, Paul? Don't lose heart. I've already lost heart. Don't you understand what I'm dealing with?" What is Paul missing? Well, Paul's not missing anything as he asks us to not lose heart. For we may ask, how can we not lose heart when our outer nature is wasting away? How can we not lose heart when we just failed the test? How can we not lose heart when our mother is dying? How can we not lose heart when? and we wonder if Paul gets it. But he does. In the verses just before our text this morning, Paul urges the Corinthians not to lose heart despite the fact that they're afflicted in every way, that they're persecuted, that they're struck down, and that even they are facing death all of the time. Oh yes, Paul gets it. Paul's had those passing tribulations in his life, as have the Corinthians to whom he writes. And in that, he points to the only thing that can enable us to get through those passing tribulations. He points us to Christ. He points us beyond the sufferings, beyond the troubles, beyond the tribulations, yes, even beyond death itself, to the greater thing which is unseen, our eternity with God in heaven. He points us beyond those tribulations of this current time because they are things which shall pass away and be removed and replaced with the incomparable glory of Christ, the one who renews us internally day by day as he forgives us our sins in our baptism and points us to his salvation one on the cross, and points us to his resurrection, and points us to that unseen glory. That unseen glory. Jesus raised from the dead, victorious over sin as the first fruits of our resurrection, is beyond the difficulties of the temporal time and pointing us to eternity. Paul doesn't say the tribulations will go away. There will be troubles that all of us will have to deal with. But eventually all of those challenges, temporal though they may be, will pass. And Christ will call us to be with him in eternity. And the tainted sin of this creation that has befallen us will pass away. And there will be that unseen glory seen fully before us as Christ invites us in. Now, Paul points us to that unseen glory, but he doesn't do so without giving us just a bit of a glimpse. He reminds us of that which Christ has done for us as he assures us of the resurrection. And so also Christ, as he calls us to faith in that unseen glory and trust in him, does not leave us alone in the passing tribulations this day without a glimpse as well. That momentary glimpse of the forgiveness of our sins, that momentary glimpse of the splash of baptismal water upon our face, that momentary glimpse of great glory as we gather at his table and receive his body and blood, that glimpse of the unseen glory that is for you, that shall never fade away, despite all the things that may be seen around you even now. So thus, with St. Paul, we are privileged to confess that though our earthly tent may be destroyed, the house of God, eternal in the heavens, awaits us, and no one can snatch that from us. No tribulation, no difficulty, no test, no illness, for Christ has won it for us, and he points us to it, and he will bring us there, both body and soul. To him be the glory, both now and forever. Amen.